rapping the similes, all these metaphors, punchlines, fancy flows, rhyming double time with a humble mind. I get my ego and attitude from my homies in various competition that tend to brag when I stumble flying.
Who hasn't heard it? You said you haven't heard it.
You got it ready already?
No.
I got it ready on my.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then you play. How the hell is B connected to your shit like that?
He's not.
Oh my God. Why don't Rob
look, I got you.
You what you was trying to say? I'm
no, he has to go something, to some, settings.
Somebody already.
I thought that's what he was doing as well.
Oh, nah.
Is the M100
just the song?
Is Earl last? And then I'm
because he's fucking killed.
Dog, I was like,
fucking murder.
Yo.
Wow, go ahead. Like, when I heard this shit, I was like, my mother, no disrespect to Ab and Danny, they all fucking did their thing. But yes, that, like Rod said, man, that the reason why Earl was on this shit last, because he's been, I don't know who heard who versus first.
Right.
I don't know if Earl had the upper hand, heard anyone's first and was like, oh, I'm about to kill
I think
shit.
He just knew who was going to be on the track.
Yeah,
and he was just, like,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what?
That's a good point.
He didn't even sound like himself.
No, he didn't. He did not, which is, this is the reason why I fucking love Earl, man. Like, I've always been a huge fan of him. And he solidified that shit over fucking Black Milk beat. The beat was so simplistic, but yeah, it was so different. A beat like that with those caliber MCs to me gotta be simplistic sometimes.
That's big for Black Milk too,
that
man.
Is. Yeah, that is. That's big huge. For him, man, because all you had was a kick. I think that shit was like about 76 BPM. All you got was that kick, the snare. Yeah, that's that pocket, but, man. That's but, that perfect.
Yeah, and that's what I was gonna say. Like, it allowed all four of them to do what they do best. I think Ab and kind of Danny at first they kind of started the same, but then Ab went and found his own pocket.
Did.
You know what I'm saying? Kendrick obviously did his own thing with, and then to have Earl like that, and then to close it, and then the beat just
because
stopped.
Because we use
God, right? Man, we used nigga, to, why you got your cock on my top?
Don't right? Because we used to the Earl that I don't like shit out. We thinking it was gonna be like that kind of monotone Earl, but
yeah, no.
like Rod said, with these type of caliber MCs. And that beat, you had to come correct.
Yeah,
he had to. Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, I said, how the fuck is Earl gonna sound like
right.
shit?
Yeah.
I was too.
Yeah.
I was too.
Yeah.
I knew he was on the track. That's why I was reading Genius
okay.
while y'all were going. Because I was just like, I want to make sure I understand everything they're saying.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I wonder how he's gonna sound on this.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The way he came in, he was like, I wish a motherfucker would.
Yeah. So he finished their verse and he started off saying
everybody
that
but
shit.
Kendrick. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, Kendrick. Yeah. But that's kind of what people were saying. He just gotta do his own shit. Yep.
And he was on the hook too, so.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
God. That was like a beat for Earl. That's the thing.
Yeah,
like,
it
that
was,
beat
yeah.
sounds like something that would be on an Earl project. Yes. And this is Earl fucking.
It's real sinister. Like if you would have told me it was Black Milk, I would have been like, you sure? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not typically what Black Milk does. So that and that's crazy to have those four guys on.
There's
like
a hell
that.
Below. Sounded
something like that. I can see that.
So when I heard that shit kick, I was like, oh, this shit sound like There's a Hell Below. Not you don't like the whole album. I'm just saying like the feeling of If There's a Hell Below sounds like similar to that track.
That reminded me of like. That's not like an old track. That reminded me of like classic Domino. Like Souls of Mischief Domino. Like when he was producing that old shit. Like 93 to Infinity.
That snare sounds so dirty.
It's not old and dirty and kind of jazzy at the same time. Like the man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, you put your fucking ass in that fucking beat. But those guys, Jesus fucking Christ. Everybody.
Like, this is the hip hop track
that
everybody can take and run with.
It's like a number one train. It's like,
fucking collab of the fucking year. And then for Earl to come in and just murder that shit.
And
I could be completely wrong, but there was a line he had where he said something, he was like, I gotta go outside or something like that. And I thought about his album.
Yeah,
it was something like I wish I could remember the line that preceded it, but he said, yeah, I gotta go outside. And it was something like, it's too something, and I gotta go outside. And I was like, damn, when is that going back to his album?
Mm-hmm.
Because his album, and just, man, yo, like.
After this, I'm like, okay, I need to stop. I wanna wait for the album to hear everything. Yep. albums, right?
B always does that.
Oh yeah, I know.
I'm like that too, though. So y'all obviously like Earl the best on it. Is that a overall consensus on this one, or what you think?
I don't know. Like one listen.
What do you mean you don't know?
What do you mean? I'm just saying I want to give everybody a fair shot because everybody.
Just first impression.
First impression, Earl.
First impression, Earl.
Yeah, first impression, Earl. But I'm just saying, I would want to.
Yeah, of course. Just from a first impression standpoint.
Earl.
You like Earl, whatever. First impression, second impression, you don't give a fuck, Earl.
Now, how did you feel about Kendraverse? Because you said something after he finished, he wrapped up.
Yeah, you know, man, Kendrick, man, I enjoy listening to this guy because I feel like he's Jordan. Like, he don't give me the same shit twice ever. You know what I'm saying? He might give you something that you thought you heard, but then he'll switch it right up. And it's just like, damn.
Give you that same turnaround every time.
Yeah. He called BS on his ass. He's like, hey, yo.
You know Jordan sometimes get you an extra dip one way or the other way. I'm just saying, man, he had you jumping this way.
You knew what Jordan was doing. It was just a matter of you was going to stop it.
You just couldn't stop it.
Man, look. You knew it, man.
Maybe that's a better analogy.
That is a better analogy. You know what he was doing? He couldn't stop it.
Look, the expectation level for Kendrick is high. And he always meets my expectation. And mostly blows it away. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he did that yet again.
Just use what B just said, man.
Say
it again, B.
You knew what he was doing. It was just a matter of time if he was going to stop it.
Right. And that's what Kendrick does. You know he's going to get on this track and kill it. It's just a matter if you can top it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
This is my third time listening to this. It's still Earl. I don't know if you had the camera on me, Rob, but I was still like,
right.
Damn, like, this motherfucker. Yeah, like, I just, yeah. This solidifies this why I'm a fan girl. Of him.
Yeah. He didn't even sound like himself, bro.
He didn't.
He sounded like he aged a little bit. Like, he got, like, 5 more years on him.
But he did. But it could be to your point,
I guess
though,
so.
Right, it could be to your point. He probably saw that track, that the features
was on it. He's like,
This is just how Earl is now.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
This is just Earl.
I can imagine this Earl. Now I'm thinking about that. What if this is the new
Earl? I think
so.
He went and got some dreads. I think he's just
mad.
He's over being depressed. Now he's mad.
Which is probably why he wanted to go outside.
I love it. If this is what we about to see from Earl,
I'm good with it.
I'm good with this shit.
Kendrick, this is what I want. Kendrick left me wanting a little bit.
I agree. I was gonna say that.
Yeah, I agree too.
Yep.
Yeah,
and maybe he's just been so good. Maybe
it wasn't bad, but it wasn't like crazy. Wasn't like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kendrick is always the person that you walk away going, God, he killed that track.
Yeah.
This is the first time where I've been like, nope.
We talked about somebody else
before Earl came on. I was feeling like that.
Right.
Actually. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it was Earl to me. It was Earl, Danny, and then Kendrick and Av were basically neck and neck.
Hmm.
I think both of those guys brought their A game, Danny and Earl. Earl just showed up
Danny
with
had
extra homework.
Yeah. It's on his own stuff. Yeah. He had, to me, I feel like as an MC, you gotta at least come correct.
How much confidence do you have? You're like, I'm going first. He was like, I'm going first.
Yeah, right. I'm setting this shit off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So he didn't care what you guys follow with. He was like, I'm gonna set this bitch off. I think if I had to rank him, definitely Earl. That's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, I think I gotta put Kendrick last.
I mean, hey, but just I feel them.
Yeah, like just off first impression.
Nah, that's not my first time listening.
I mean, my third time listening.
Yeah, right then.
Yeah.
Kendrick didn't sound. He didn't sound like he had anything to prove. He didn't sound hungry. Right. He was just like, whatever, I'm a rap.
Because he did the hook and he was just like, all right, I'll drop a verse. I'll give a verse.
Absol sounded hungry. Danny Brown sounded like, I got a show. Yeah, I know. He probably is hungry.
Yeah, he is.
If
this the episode we're going to get on this upcoming album.
Yeah.
Because he better bring it. Because, you know, Schoolboy brought it already.
Kendrick, Isaiah. Bruh, you can't be the last guy on the bench.
Right.
You can't be the last guy.
J-Mark brought it last year with 9-0-5.
And he's been about to drop again? Nah, man.
That's what I'm saying.
How'd you rank him? You didn't never rank him, bro.
Nah, I didn't rank him. Earl first. For me, I put Danny second, and then it's a toss up between.
So just like Mike, basically.
Yeah, it's a toss up between those two.
I think I go Earl, Danny, Ab, and Kendrick.
Damn, so everybody putting them pretty much last in a sense.
Maybe we just need to listen to Kendrick's verse more. And I mean, I was reading along, and he just wasn't really. Mm-hmm. It wasn't. I mean, obviously, it wasn't.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody, Kendrick's verse still amazing. Saying let's not get it twisted. Right. You know,
we're not saying.
Like, oh, Mike, here go Mike. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Mike said his verse was whack.
Mike, we just doing our dead end hip hop job of being analytical over a song.
Right. So speak to stupid people.
Right.
Stupid people, ain't nobody saying Kendrick's verse was whack.
Right.
Not at all.
Yep, you gotta speak YouTube.
We clearly said everyone killed me. We clearly said
we can speak in meme to be even better, but it's a little harder.
Right.
But anyway, that's it, man. That's our first impression of Danny's new track.
This wasn't planned at all, really. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just shit. Let's listen to it. Do a reaction.
All right, let us know in the comments section. You rank the artist first, second, third, fourth. Let us know what you guys think. We out. Peace.